Another story we're keeping an eye on in regards to what happened in Nashville, the manifesto. Because very quickly, we were told by authorities that the lunatic that shot the school had some sort of printed material back at the house, along with schematics, maps of not only the school that was ultimately chosen, mm-hmm. but other schools that they were thinking about using for future shootings as well.
She decided to use this school because the other school was more fortified and more protected. This school that she chose was soft, no school resource officer, and was easy to get into.
And now the FBI, according to the New York Post, the FBI is reviewing this manifesto, or whatever you want to call it, from the Nashville lunatic. And the FBI said they will release that to the public after they've had a chance to review it and go through it page by page, do any redactions and things of that nature. Are you okay with the FBI saying, oh, you guys are going to get it, but we're going to go through it first?
I mean, if it's under an active investigation, then I'm pretty sure this is standard procedure.
I'm just so cynical, though, because the top echelon of the FBI, and again, I want to make this perfectly clear. We're not talking about the folks that work their butts off.
The rank and file.
Rank and file. We're talking about the leadership of the FBI. I have such little faith that they run things on the up and up. And if that makes me tinfoil hat guy, then I'll wear that bad boy with pride. But when you look at the high-ranking members of the FBI and some of the ridiculous crap that they've been involved with over the last couple of years, I have a little bit of trepidation that we're going to get all the information here.
Well, I think they're worried on some level, and so is the trans community, that this is going to be portrayed as it should be, a trans hate crime perpetrated against Christians.
Well, I'm sorry if the facts come out and that's exactly what it is. Sometimes the facts are the facts and they don't care about your feelings. And you mentioned this the other day, Nigel, and I thought this was brilliant. Had this been some racist, redneck, white supremacist shooting up a black school somewhere, like that scumbag Dylan Roof, I believe in South Carolina, you would have had all the information already. I feel confident that most people would have had that information already. But now we have to walk on eggshells because you don't want to upset the trans community? I just think the whole thing is ridiculous. Facts are facts. Get the facts out there and we can make up our own mind. We can kind of figure things out once the information is all out there. Now, you've heard this audio a couple times throughout the day here at WIBC, but I think it bears repeating. There was a little back and forth in the halls of the Capitol yesterday. You had Democratic Congressman Jamal Brown clearly wanting a viral moment, and he's ranting and he's raving. He doesn't like guns. He blames the Republicans. Republicans love guns more than kids. He's clearly doing this for effect, and then Republican Representative Thomas Massey from Kentucky tries to speak with him in a rational manner, but
good luck.
But this lunatic, Jamal Brown, doesn't want to have a rational conversation.
Freaking cowards. They're gutless. They're not here.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about gun violence.
You know, there's never been
I'm talking about gun violence.
In a school that allows teachers to
carry guns? You think more guns lead to more death? More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're carrying the water for the gun lobby.
No.
Look at the data. More guns lead to more death.
So you can't have a conversation with a guy like that.
No.
All they want to do is scream and yell and rant and throw a tantrum.
And Thomas Massey had data and information. And you know what? So do we. Because a lot of the things that Jamal Brown was ranting and raving about are just not true. So if you look at the report from Alexander Adams, Dave Koppel, and Colorado State University professor Youngsum Kim, they did a big study last year. I believe this was September of 2022, about gun violence, states that have open carry policies and things of that nature. And the report says there's really not a big difference. Now, mind you, this is coming from college professors, one from a state that's very blue Colorado, a Colorado State professor.
So you're talking about the relationship between constitutional carry and homicides.
Right. It's basically non-existent. If anything, it's a little negative, which is the opposite of what gun control activists predicted. Constitutional carry laws were associated with about 6% lower homicide rates. Now, again, that's not a big number. No one's going to say it's substantially lower. It's probably within the, if you were doing a poll, a margin of error. But don't act like these states that have open constitutional carry laws are just one death right after the other ones. That's not the case. And this study, and I'll put this out on Twitter later on for anybody else that wants to see this, clearly shows that that's not the case.